made in As-Sa'idi رضي الله عنه قال قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف نصلي عليك. Hazrat Abu Humayd As-Sa'idi رضي الله عنه narrates that the Sahaba had asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how should we send salat upon you? How should we send salutations upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, قَالَ قُولُوا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِ وَذُرِّيَّتِهِ. Say, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send down your special rahmat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his wives, وَذُرِّيَّتِهِ, and upon his progeny, كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, like how you have sent down your special rahmat upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَبَارِكْ عَلَى Muhammad, and O Allah Pak, send down your barakat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِ وَذُرِّيَّتِهِ, and upon the wives and upon the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَمَا بَارَكْتَ عَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ, like how you have sent down to the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ, you are all worthy of praise and you are all majestic. Such a beautiful comprehensive dua. Sometimes if a person doesn't know what durood to recite, as we mentioned, he can read the durood Ibrahim. We mentioned that to recite durood before the dua and after the dua at the beginning and the end is something that helps the dua to get answered. So we start off with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're not sure what durood to recite, we can recite this durood Ibrahim. The same durood that we recite in salah after our tashahud, we can recite it there. Read it in the beginning, read it in the end. Such a comprehensive durood, sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his wives, upon his progeny, upon his family, and at the same time, a person is sending, he's sending salawat upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but simultaneously at the same time, there is a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down 10 blessings for this person. His darajat are being elevated and this person will be forgiven 10 sins. So 10 blessings are coming, 10 sins are forgiven, 10 darajat are being elevated just by him sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one is he sending salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he's benefiting already in this dunya. Even before he can make his dua, he's getting this benefit. There is so much of benefit of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we shouldn't hold back. We shouldn't hold back when it comes to sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we start a new chapter, Kitabul Adhkar, the book on the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Babu Fadli Dhikri wal Hathi alayhi, the chapter on the virtue of zikr and encouragement to engage in zikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that we are in this world to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the zikr is such a thing, is such a beautiful thing, that not only it helps a person to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it helps him as far as akhirat is concerned. Even in this world, a person benefits from making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we think to ourselves, what can words do? Words has no effect. There is an illustration of one person that went to make dua at the side of a person in hospital that was not well. So he went there, this pious person went to make dua. And when he went to make dua, the doctor had come there, and the doctor is telling him that, you people are just saying some words, what effects can words have? You see these drips that are in this person's veins, the drips that are coming, the medication that I'm administering, the tablets that he's taking, these things can have effect. What effect can words have? There's no contact between the words and this person. So all this pious person did was just to teach the doctor a lesson, to show him what effect can words have. He told him, you're a fool, you're a fool. Now in front of all the nurses, this person is a senior doctor, in front of all the other patients that are there, he told the doctor, you're a fool. The doctor got very upset. His eyes became bloodshot, his pressure went up, he got furious that how can this person talk to me like that. So then he told doctor, what had happened to you? I only said a few words, and you're saying words can't have any effect. Look at what had happened. Your blood pressure went up, you got so upset, your eyes became bloodshot, and you wanted to reply and you wanted to take some type of reaction to my words. That shows you, if my words can have such an effect, can you imagine the words of my Allah, what an effect that will have. So sometimes we think words have no effect. Words have a very great effect, and the effect we cannot see. Sometimes I mention that when it comes to this virus that people are speaking about, we see that nobody can see that virus with the naked eye. As a person is walking, he can't see the virus, but yet it has so much of effect. So many people are being affected. So it doesn't mean that we can't see it, there's no effect. There are many things that we cannot see with our naked eye. But one day when the eyes close, when this physical eyes close, and the spiritual eyes open up, then we will realize that how much of effect these things has. So anyway, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like that. It has many, many benefits. Just to mention a few, it generates peace of mind and tranquility. It cures illness. It purifies the heart. It draws sustenance. It protects one from the whisperings of shaitan. Just to mention a few ayat. قال الله تعالى ولذكر الله أكبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم. Allah Park says, remember me and I will remember you. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعُ وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوبِ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Allah Park says, continuously remember your sustainer in your heart with humility and awe and without raising your voice. Remember him by morning and evening and do not remain heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال تعالى واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly so that you may be successful. وقال تعالى إن المسلمين والمسلمات إلى قوله تعالى والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. Allah speaks about the Muslim men and the Muslim women and the qualities of the Muslim men and the Muslim women. Just to mention a few, Allah Pak mentions the Muslim men and the Muslim women, the believing men and the believing women, the truly devout men and the truly devout women, the truthful men and the truthful women, the patiently enduring men and the patiently enduring women, the humble men and the humble women, the charity giving men and the charity giving women, the fasting men and the fasting women, the men who guard their chastity and the women who guard their chastity, the men who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly and the women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Allah has set aside for them forgiveness and Allah Pak has set aside for them a great reward. And when Allah Pak says that he has set aside a great reward, one can imagine how great that is. And a person who is big, a person who has a big status, a person who has a very big heart, when he says, I got something very big for you, then you know that he is very big. Now can you imagine the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is saying, I've got a big reward for you, one can't even imagine what reward Allah Pak has got for this person. One last ayat. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَصِيلًا. Allah Pak says, O believers, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, and continue glorifying him in the morning and evening. Continue glorifying him morning and evening. And zikr is such a thing, it's so easy to make. It is not difficult. A person doesn't need a very good memory. He doesn't need to be a good hafiz. He doesn't have to be an intelligent person. He just needs to continuously make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, ulama encourage zikr lisani, in other words, making zikr with the tongue. So that sometimes when a person's mind wanders off, his thoughts go off. It can happen a person's mind goes off, his thoughts go off, he starts thinking of other things. At least the tongue is still in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The asal is a person should come to the stage where his heart remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to get a person to that stage, a person continuously makes the zikr of the tongue. Sometimes you'll find a person who's already habitual, that zikr of the tongue continues so much that even forgetfully sometimes when he goes in the toilet also he makes zikr. And sometimes he realizes, hey, I'm already in the toilet, I shouldn't be making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. At that point now his heart takes over and his heart is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ideally the heart should be continuously linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for people like us who are weak, we are encouraged to keep a simple zikr on the tongue. Keep making it. Keep continuously making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's hope that even if a person's mouth comes, it comes with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.